I think we addressed the gisha of approaching the questions. Now we're only left with the biggest question of all. This is the biggest question, the hardest question to answer. And that is, why aren't the Gedolim passing to wear it? And the question is even bigger than that. It's not only that, yeah, the Gedolim aren't passing. There is, as far as I know, not a single Gadol, not a single major Pesach known to the Haredi world, except Rav Herschel Schechter, which paskins to wear it. Not one. Mamish, not one. It's like phenomenal. It's like, we're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa. And it's 100% a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's not a rishus. Right? And not to wear it, it's a bittul essay. And none of them wear betzina. Many of them wear, many Talmid Chacham I've crossed wear betzina. The people, anybody who I've spoken to who got involved in the sugya of tchilas, maskana was that it's in the takeaway of betzina. So it's a phenomenon, but nobody paskins for Klai Yisrael to wear it. And that's a big kasha. So now, just to put in perspective, as far as I know, I do not know of a single gadol or major pesach that takes personal responsibility to say not to wear it either. Everybody, I've spoken to a lot of,
how long is the Merit Surah?
It's around from 1988, was when Professor Elsner discovered how to get it blue. How to get blue from the Murex, because before then they only knew purple. They didn't know how to get blue from it.
Because
he was mechadish that it gets debrominated in the sunlight. That when it's outdoors, basically all their experiments with the Murex trunculus was indoors, so it wasn't exposed as with chemicals, so it was done very quickly. And it was done indoors, and there wasn't sunlight, so it stayed purple. So the sunlight didn't affect it in its reduced state. So he chapped that if it's exposed to ultraviolet rays, I mean it's outdoors, if you do it outdoors, so then it's going to turn blue.
Outdoors,
yeah. In its reduced state, they do it. They reduce it and they put it outdoors. They put it in the sun. Yeah. So the Gedolim. So we see the Gedolim the same way. So what do we see from the Gedolim? We see there's no psak. They're not saying yes to.
They don't wear.
There's no psak yes to wear. And there's no psak not to wear. I've spoken to a number of places from the Gedolim. They basically all say, if you want to, you can wear it. Bakasha, Tavil of Bracha. So now, they didn't answer the question. The question is, why aren't they passing to wear? I mean, I said, I could be that I'm missing a gadol who passed and said, yeah, to wear. I know, I think the Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Miller seem to be hold that we're taking responsibility that people shouldn't wear, but I don't know firsthand any information from any gadol that says lahedya not to wear, that takes personal responsibility for it. There are gedolim which say, look at the gedolim. I'm saying, but anybody who takes personal responsibility and says my shita is that you shouldn't wear, that I haven't seen yet. Moshe Sternbuch is not passing. And then he did. He had Chuvas in Chuvas van Hugges. He did write. He wrote against there. But now he doesn't. He's not of that opinion anymore. If you want, you could ask him if you should wear or not. See what he says.
What?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Ask him.
He just said the same thing. And he's that. He does not hold the same that he used to.
Right. So now, there is one psak that I've heard. There's one psak that I've heard b'inyan tchilas. That I've heard that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says somebody who was bar, who looked into the inyan, and is bar that is the right one, he's mechuyev al pidin to wear it. Right, correct. Correct, correct. Reb Chaim himself does not wear it. However, he's paskins that somebody who looks into it and is bar is mechuyev to wear it.
It's bar, right.
It's bar. If it's bar for the person, it's mechuyev to wear it. Right. There's a letter written from his gabbai that the Reb Chaim paskin. The Reb Chaim said that somebody wrote him a shaila. Reb Tapper Rabbis, his father, wrote him a shaila. That he went through the sugya and he came out bar, that's the right tcheles, and he's wearing it. Should he make it? And he made a shachianu. Did he do the right thing? Reb Chaim said that yes, he did the right thing, and he did the right thing that he made a shachianu. He said it'll be better to take a new fruit. But again, see that he says Reb Chaim holds that somebody who looks into the inn and is bar should is mechuyev to wear it. So that's the only psak that I know of so far. People go ahead and say, oh, it was around Rosh Hashanah Zalman's time, Rosh Hashanah Zalman didn't wear it. Right? So I just want to tell you what I heard from Dr. Zeiderman.
1988?
Yeah, but
he... Very little time he had.
Right. Yeah, he was approached actually before 1988. This is from Dr. Zeiderman when he was already into it in the 70s. And he just held that tcheles could be purple. Because so he went over to some Zalman back then that this is the correct tcheles. And he explained to Shlomo Zalman told him that when he doesn't know what to do, because when he was younger, when he was a boy, when Ritzina Chassidim would come into the mikvah and it would be Megala that they had tcheles on their tzitzis, they would get chucked out of the mikvah. So he said he doesn't want that happening to him. Avada, he was talking about Latavis Klal Yisrael, that if they would oust him from Psak, then that would be the biggest churban for Klal Yisrael in his day. But that's what he said. But he told him, if you're going to get another Pesach to sign it, I will be the second signature. That's what he told him. What? What?
About the Mirx.
Did the Mirx to
and time was purple?
What?
Purple.
In the time it was violet. It was violet. It wasn't the Maizri, it wasn't purple, it was violet. It was a blue. Violet is like a blue little leaning to purple. It's like a purple blue. It's not a it's a, but the Maizri at the Rais for Bar. Could be the sign of the Mirx. The rise for bar. So my security wasn't able to find somebody to be the first signature, so it didn't happen. This is a Yishalmi, the Rav Bar Memel said a similar zak. He said that my chaverim argue on me. If I would find a chaver, then I would say this day. So then we have people like to pin it on Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said not to wear it. Now, I want to give a mashal. Imagine that somebody goes to Rabbi Yashiv with a date. Right? A date. And there's a black dot on the date, and he's not sure if it's a bug or not a bug. So Rabbi Yashiv looks at the date, and he looks inside, and he says, Kinirali, it's not a bug, and you could eat it. Then the person goes and takes the date, and he goes out of the room, and he sees a microscope sitting there. Now he puts the date under the microscope and he looks inside and he sees that the black dot, it's a bug. It's crawling around, has antennas, a real full-fledged bug. Could he eat the date?
Can't eat the date.
Let's say you have somebody who's in between. Here he sees the person go to Rabbi Yashiv, he sees what Rabbi Yashiv says, he sees him going to the microscope and he says, wow, I see a bug inside. Could this person who's listening to this whole thing, could he eat the date? Pash does not.
This case, the man that saw the bug came back to Yashiv.
What?
The man that saw the bug in the microscope came back to Yashiv and told him he saw it in the microscope.
But he didn't. There's nobody who approached him afterwards.
He told him on the rise.
What?
He told him Yashiv on the rise.
No, so he didn't. There's nobody.
No one did tell him Yashiv on the rise.
Nobody went back to him. As far as I know, nobody went back to him. I went through the sugi with it. What?
He didn't tell the lies. He told the lies. He told the lies.
No, so So as far as I know, that
Let's see what Rabbi Yashiv says.
So what does Rabbi Yashiv say about it? What does Rabbi Yashiv say?
He has a tshuva.
Rabbi Yashiv has a tshuva about his stance on about the Murex. So Rabbi Volkon wrote him a letter, and he was responding to Rabbi Volkon. And in the tshuva, it's clear, one thing for sure, that he did not look into the Reyes. Why? He writes, Lo Yadana, I don't know, maybe you have the Beis HaLevi's Taina on the Radziner on the Murex as well. That's what Rabbi Yashiv writes. So that's clear. Anybody who's looking into the Tcheles, if an MS, going through the Sugya, knows that there's no Taina, the Beis HaLevi's Taina on the Radziner does not apply to the Murex. The Murex was lost for hundreds of years. Nobody was dying with the Murex. It was gone. So of course we know that you needed to bring it back. It wasn't that Klal Yisrael had it all the time. And so you ask, so it's still a question, why didn't he look into it? Right? So that he answers in this first paragraph in the tshuva. He writes in the tshuva, he says that, the Radziner claims he found the Tcheles, the Heiliger Radziner, and it was abgefecht, it was gone. Then other people, referring to Rav Herzog, came and found the Chilazain, and it was also a mistake. And now scientists come and they say, found the Chilazain, that's also going to be a mistake. That's very right. So the reason why he didn't look into the Inyan was never Pashat, because he didn't feel any reason to look into the Inyan. There's another story I heard from a big Talmud Chacham, who he approached Rabbi Yashiv himself. He asked him that if he looked into the Inyan, his bar that's the right one, is there any problem to wear Tcheles? So Rabbi Yashiv told him, there's no problem. He said, just don't be so gullible.
Don't be so gullible.
Gullible means don't be a nar. Don't be a nar. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you hear. So in other words, it's the same attitude that he's coming from the beginning of the tshuva. He held, yes, you have rayas, it stims, okay. Yeah, it could fall off. There was no reason to look into it. You know, he had a lot of things to do, better things to do with his time than to look into hasharas of people who think that they might have found the chilas. So again, so if you have Rabbi Yashiv,
what year is
this tshuva? I'm not sure. I know in the tshuva itself, it quotes it that in the tshuva he says that there's a reason not to wear tcheles because you need min knaf, the same color as the beged. If you put a tcheles and it's not min knaf, and then I heard later on somebody went to him and asked him. He said it's not a problem b'chlal. He asked him, "Are you wrote in the tshuva about min knaf?" He said, "No, that's only going on the lavan, not on the tcheles. There's no problem of the strings which are supposed to be tcheles to make them a different color." Only on the lavan to make them min beged. So he said it's not true.
So if there's a problem with the lavan making them into a beged, so then you have the problem of tasis making too many streams.
Right, correct. But it's only a chumra ba'alma. It's not a halacha pesuka. Okay, so if we have a case where Yashiv is saying he didn't look into it, he doesn't know. I mean, he didn't take a microscope and look at the sugya. Same way he didn't take a microscope and look at the bug. He didn't take a microscope and look at the sugya and say, oh, there's not it. No. He looked at it without the microscope. He said, it doesn't seem like it's it. You don't need to wear it. But then if somebody goes ahead, looks into the microscope, they look into the sugya and see that it's bar. No, this is it. And if you have somebody, so they're like, oh, okay, I'm not looking into the microscope. I'm not going to look. No, that's pshia. That's called pshia. Fine. So the ma'isagret. So what's pshat? All the gedolim of nowadays are not saying to wear it, and our gedolim are einei eido. They're amar and higim, and we rely on them. And chas v'shalom, rachmanu litzlan, for anybody to write off a gedol chas v'shalom because of tcheles. Rachmanu litzlan. So find out what's going on. So if you speak to the gedolim, you're not going to get any tainus. I tried, I spoke to different them, Paiskim. There are no tainis against the Chilas Na'inov. So I've heard different pshatim as to why. Maybe Gedalim aren't saying, maybe there's a fear that maybe if it gets up, because again, keep in mind, 95% of Gedalim didn't look into the sugya. Yes, you want to know why? So maybe these are reasons why they didn't look into the sugya. There's a fear that maybe somebody mentioned this idea that maybe there's a fear if it gets disproven, but all the Gedalim say to wear it, and then it becomes a farce, then it becomes a worse kilkel, because now, if you look into the sugya, you'll see it's bar, it's nothing to talk about, it's nothing that can be disproven. Yeah, but they didn't look into the sugya to know that. Some say it's not a mahalach to go for outside information. So they're not going to any outside sources. I say, even though really do that, many, many places in Psak, you go to outside sources. You have to invite the Metzias. And in the sugya alone, there are things which are mamash b'vur b'metzias, you just hold in your hand and you could look at it and see the rayas. But you say that they don't know that you could be mevarit this way. It's possible. Yeah, some say it's like a feeling of nignaz and without Messiah. So it's a feeling of not a positive force to need to go into the Inyan. But in my secret, what I believe is a true answer, it's not something for me, it's something that Rav Shmuel Orbach said, Rav Moshe Shapiro said, and I asked a very world-renowned Pesach also, he said the same thing. Each one said on his own. So start with Rav Shmuel Orbach, that he said that in the beginning, when Tchilas was coming out, I believe it was that Rav Eliyahu Tavger spoke to him about it, and he asked him, Rav Eliyahu Tavger asked him if he should be going to the Gedalim with the Tchilas. And Rav Shmuel Orbach said that there's no point. There's no point in going to the Gedalim. He said, the way it's going to come out is not going to be from the Gedalim. The way it's going to come about is through the Avrechem, being mefalpel in the Inyan, and being megal in the Inyan. And he basically forced Maria to publish an article on Tcheles in that time. And that's what he said, that's how it's going to come out. It's not going to come from the Gedalim. It's going to come from the Avrechem, from the Hamoinan. Rav Moshe Shapiro, after his shir on Tcheles, saying how it's something which is lovely, it's something shaykh to the Beis HaMikdash, going with Arizal. It's very, very stark about it. One of his Talmidim, after the shir, went over to him and asked him, told him, Rabbi, should I take off my Tcheles? So Rav Moshe Shapiro said that the Chas HaShalom says not to take it off. He said like this, he said, there are no Gedalim that are going to take responsibility to paskin to wear Tcheles. Why? Because it's something which is shaykh to the Gula. The way it's going to come out is by the Hamayin Am, when Rav of Klal Yisrael will take it on and wear it, that's the way it's going to be in Skabla Klal Yisrael. And this place, Lebanon Pesach that I spoke to on his own said the same thing. It's not something that's going to come about through the Gedalim. It's going to come about through the Hamayinam. And to take Rav Moshe's approach for a second, I thought of it hit me like a little bit of a mashal, making a connection. That when one day I was bringing my daughter to Gan, and as I was coming closer to Gan, I carried her up the stairs, and I got to the end, at the top of the stairs, and it's time for her to go inside, and she didn't want to go. She wanted to stay with me. So I encouraged her, I talked to her, and I encouraged her that she should go inside. And finally, she was able to get the courage to go on in her room. So it hit me, like this feeling of, if we're going to say that Tcheles is something which is shaykh to the Geula, then you could say, the Manhigim, the Gedalim, are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand that are walking us through life. Through the whole destiny of Klal Yisrael, the Gedalim are Hashem's hand walking us through. When it comes to the end of the line, when it comes to the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here you have to walk in on your own. I'm not going to hold your hand anymore. So the Gedalim are not going to say anything. This is a mitzvah that was nignas for over 1,000 years. Because Baruch Hu was saying, I brought this mitzvah back, and now if you want it, I'm not going to push you into it. Yes, if Reb Chaim Kanievsky would say, this is the right one, overnight, the entire Olam will be wearing it. Because Baruch Hu was saying, that's not the way it's going to happen. You have to take the steps on your own. And then what? All the fact that all the Gedolim and Manhigim are not saying it is all al pi Hashkacha. It's Hashkacha, Hashkacha, and it's no other reason. Because you speak, and you speak to them, and you don't understand, like, what's going on. It's something which is very hard to understand. Why aren't they saying to wear it? It's lo muvan. The only answer that I could think of is that it's Hashkacha. Why is it coming from the bottom up? So again, using this idea from Rabbi Shapiro, that Tchilas is a mitzvah connected to the Geula, that the Geula comes in the most unexpected way. The Ramchal has the Yisait. The Geula is bringing the Ein Oid Mavadai, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world. That's what the Geula is. You think, everybody thinks, we think we run the world over the whole, all the duration of the world. Because spoken by the Gula says, no. I run the world. Yehuda Yisbarach. So therefore, the Gula needs to come in an unexpected way. In a way that you wouldn't have thought. Because if it's a way that you would have thought, a plan, like, I figured, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Then it shows that you think it's coming from you. At least in your seichel, in your svar yeshua, that's the way it should happen. When it happens in the most unexpected way, then you know, it's not me. It's totally not me. I would have never said this. And it's Megala more the Yehuda Yisbarach. And it's the Yisai that we see in Navi, the first in Navi. So when Shmuel was choosing David to be a melech, who was the shayrish of Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, Shmuel couldn't fathom that it was David that was the one expected. He came to Beis Yishai. And he looked at his sons, he thought each one was, and he could not see that it was David. Why couldn't he see that it was David? Because Shmuel had an element of Ani Haroya. I see. So it's going to come from me seeing. That's where the Mashiach is going to come from. The Mashiach of Klal Yisrael, the Melech of Klal Yisrael, is going to come from Ani Roya. Hashem says, no, it's not going to come from Ani Roya. You're not going to see. And it's going to be David, the one who you would have never expected. By David, the chain of Mashiach comes from Yehuda and Tamar, unexpected. It comes from Rus, Agiyeres, of Maisa Boyos, unexpected. It comes from the Maisa of Bathsheba. That's why he married Bathsheba. Unexpected. Things of the Gula come in the most unexpected way. So because Baruch Hu is bringing things which are kashur to the Gula, you can understand this in Tchilas as well. It has to come from the way which is coming the least expected. And even more so, Dovra HaMelech is the one who's this batlas, Anochi Telas V'le'ish. Again, that's the Anochi Telas V'le'ish is one of the Makayas that the Chilazin, that the source of Tchilas is a Chilazin. So Anochi Telas V'le'ish, I am a worm and not a person. The Medrash Tehillim says, "Ani anoichi hu shel bashticha purpura al hayam." I was the one who dressed you in purpur on the yam. And the Sasemes says this, that purpur was referring to big day tchelas. So again, you see, purpur is tchelas, but the tchelas is what gives tchelas. It's the worm, the lowest of the low creature, the tchelas le'ish, the one who doesn't have anything from himself. That's where Tchelas comes from. Because the Tchelas is Malchus, and Tchelas is a midah of Malchus that's less le migar me klum. We're not going to get into that now. But again, the Tchelas is something which comes from the bottom. It comes from Shiflus. But why? Because I'm nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. So it's not going to come from the top. It's going to come from the most unexpected way, it's going to come from the bottom. So in conclusion, We've proven in the beginning, to go through our Shurim, we've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Murex is the correct source of Tcheles, from six Rayas, each one irrefutable on its own, that we understood, we learned about the conclusiveness of Simanim, and then we went into the questions, we got a little deeper understanding in the different types of questions and the approach to addressing questions. And we spoke about the Das of the Gdalim. And one more thing, I'd like to say regarding asking a Rav. Again, I told you I'm not here to tell anybody what to do. Everybody, I'm not checking up on anybody. I'm just giving an Eitzah. Again, we have a Psak from Rav Chaim saying that somebody looked into the Inyan and his Barer is Mechuyev to wear it. That's the only Psak we have from Gdalim. So if you have a Rebbe who's ready to take the Sigya seriously, and look into it seriously, then ask him. Have him look into it. Have him be Sheiko. And you can trust him. See, he's your Rebbe. And the way you could tell is if you could have conversations with him and discuss the matters with him, and he's answering you tzimzach. You can have a logical back and forth conversation with him. And that's assuming that you see that he went through the Inyan. It's not, again, it's not a test. It's just to a Rebbe whose taka took the matter seriously. And then trust him. He's your Rebbe. Trust him. If your Rebbe is not somebody who will take the matter seriously, so then the same way you wouldn't ask a Rebbe a Shaila in Parah Aduma, in the details of Parah Aduma, or if he's not involved in Chesha Mishpah, you wouldn't start asking him intricate Chesha Mishpah Shailas, then where's the Makrim to ask him a Tcheles Shaila without having any background information about the Inyan, without going through the Inyan? Even if it's the Gdelem has to go through the Inyan. So again, it's not because you can't trust your Rebbe. It's because if he's not looking through the Inyan, so there's no Te'elis in speaking to him about the Inyan. He didn't learn. If you're going to ask Stama Plesik about whether to do it or not, so again, you have to present to him your standpoint. Because if you go over to many Paiskim and generally just say, Shai Wer Tcheles, you know, without having any, of course, first of all, we understand the Gdelem aren't going to Paskim for you to wear it. So again, but for sure, if you come out with like, out of the blue, should I wear or not? For sure he's not going to say to wear it. If you ask, you could ask a question, could I wear it? You could give him your background and everything. You know, what you feel. But again, chances are, the Gdolim are not going to tell you to wear it. It's something which needs to come from within. And if you're looking for a heter not to wear it, so you want to go to a Rav to get a heter not to wear it, so then before you pass him the buck, find out from him if he's taking responsibility. Is he taking the buck? Now, in the most mechubedika way possible, avada avada, in a mechubedika way, just make sure, tell him, you know, ask him. In Mitzvah Hashem, you know, when I come to Shemayim, and they're going to ask me, did I wear tcheles? And I'm going to tell him, my Rabbi told me not to. Are you going to come forth and say, yes, I told him not to wear it? If he says yes, so you can ask him. If he says, Pashtus, he's going to say, it's not me, it's a Gdolim. So then find out from him. Okay, so you're passing the buck to the Gdolim. Which Gadol is taking your buck? Because as far as I know, all the Gdolim aren't taking the buck. So what's going to happen? The buck is going to circle, back to the Rebbe. So, and the Rebbe is not taking the buck because he's not taking responsibility, he just wants to pass it to the Gdolim. So it's going to be left by you. So my Eitzah is just to speak to him. Ask him, find out, before you say the Gdolim, find out which gadol you're relying on. Go to the gadol. Ask him. If he's say it. Be mevar by the gadolim. And just one more point. On I know that a number of people wear betzina because they're embarrassed to wear it out. You know, a very big opportunity that Klal Yisrael lost with the Arnu. Now, mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvah is something which is widespread and mekubal and part of the social norm. Somebody who goes against Torah and mitzvahs is going against social norm. So there used to be an opportunity for Klal Yisrael to go to Mekayim Mitzvahs Mesiris Nefesh against social norm. Because people, they would be shunned, they would be spit at, they would be called Jew by the Goyim, by the Yidden, by the Frey Yidden. Now that's lost. There's no such thing as Mesiris Nefesh for Mitzvahs Kimat in terms of doing a regular mitzvah. So here we have an opportunity, Yigba Liba V'Darki Hashem, opportunity to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Dereisa. And to go ahead and say, Afal Pikein, even though, yes, yeah, socially, it's hard for me. It's embarrassing. I don't know why it's embarrassing. It's a mitzvah Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzvah. It's a funny thing that a mitzvah should be embarrassing. But my cigarette, social, according to the social standard, somebody's going according to social norms, will feel uncomfortable. So here we have an opportunity to go ahead and overcome this challenge. And it's an opportunity that's going to go lost. And Mitzvah Hashem, Tchelas is something which is spreading. The Ma'ay Sigaret, it's Ein Edema what it is today, what it was 5-10 years ago. Ein Edema Klal U'Klal. There are, Staff Rebbe's telling me that there are thousands, 3,000 people, I think, in Bnei Brak, 5,000 people in Kiryat Sefer that wear Tchelas, thousands in Yerushalayim as well. Most of them are wearing Betzim Nefesh Tzitzich. But it's something that's spreading. So right now, as it's coming out, a person has the opportunity to be a chelek in it coming out. They have a chelek of being mekayim the mitzvah when it's challenging. A story that happened to me last week, I was by a bar mitzvah, and somebody, the music started playing, and they wanted to start a circle. So somebody came over to me and wanted to start a circle with me. Me and, to get the bar mitzvah boy involved, I felt uncomfortable. Me and one guy going in a circle till the circle starts, I felt uncomfortable. So I didn't get up to get until then he went over to another family, a whole family. The whole family got together and made a circle. Then I joined. And I thought, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now you join. Shkoyach. The circle's already going in. Now there's no kunst to join. Of course you could join. There's no. Then when the guy came up to you in the beginning and wanted to start the circle with you, you could have been a chelek and starting to be Mesameach the Bar Mitzvah. Yes, I don't know. How much is a tremendous mitzvah that I had to go ahead and be the uncomfortable one to start? But the mitzvah that I took out of it was, yes, the inyan is when it's difficult. When everybody's going to be doing it and it's going to be easy, grace and glick. So with that, I'd like to end the shirim with a bracha that we should have the geula ba'emes, and then even the people who hold as Nignaz Lasid Lavai, even they should be wearing Tchelas as well.